God takes away every branch that does not bear fruit, and every one that does, He prunes, so that it bears more fruit. My brothers and sisters, it's oftentimes this pruning process that we most struggle with. Here we are, we're trying to follow our Lord, we're trying to be faithful, and then these trials come, we think, Lord, what are you doing to me? I'm trying to be all yours. I want to follow you. Why are you allowing this to happen? Just recently I was reading one of my favorite spiritual works entitled, I Believe in Love. If you've never read it, I most highly recommend it. I Believe in Love. And they are a series of conferences that a priest gave on the spirituality of Saint Therese. And in this book, the author poses a question. He says, how does God most often reward an act of faith? When we make an act of trust, an act of confidence, how does God repay us? What does He give us in return? The author says, God often, when we make an act of faith, rewards us by inviting us to make a second and a greater act of faith. And he uses the example of St. Peter. When our Lord is walking along the waters, and the apostles are in the boat, and they're terrified, they think, is this a ghost? What's going on? And our Lord says to them, have courage. It is I. Do not be afraid. Who is the one apostle with the most courage? Who responds with the greatest faith? Simon Peter. And he says, Lord, if it is you, command me to walk on the water. And our Lord commands it, and He does. My brothers and sisters, oftentimes we don't think about it, but what sort of faith did that take of Peter to believe that our Lord had the power to enable him to walk on water? Amazing faith. And then what is Peter called to? Simon Peter starts to walk along the water, and he looks around, and he notices the strong winds and the waves storming about him. Our Lord calls him to continue to believe that He can sustain him on the water in the midst of the storm around him. He's pruning him. He's perfecting him. He's purifying him. He says, okay, Peter, you've made an act of faith. I want to call you even higher. One of my favorite stories of this pruning process is that from the life of Mother Angelica. Probably everyone in here has heard of Mother Angelica, who about 30 years ago founded a 24-hour, 7-day-a-week Catholic television network, EWTN. Well, if you know Mother Angelica at all, you know she's rather feisty, fiery, a little bit sarcastic, which means there's hope for a lot more of us, right? So Mother Angelica, when she's a young sister, she enters the convent. And there is a sister there who drives her crazy. She is certain that God made His first mistake in calling this sister to the convent. Right? She referred to her as God's worst. So one time they're on a silent 8-day retreat. And they're in closed quarters, confined together. And even though they can't even talk to one another, just her presence irritates her. And so Mother Angelica goes to confession. And what's her confession consist of? How holy she would be if this sister wasn't in the convent with her. And she's going on and on. And finally, the priest cuts her off. And he says, sister, what's your name? And she says, Angelica. And he says, Angelica, you're a fool. And she said, what? He said, you heard me, you're a fool. And she's totally flustered, and the priest realizes that this tactic is not working, so he tries something slightly different. And he says, Sister Angelica, why did you come here? Why did you enter the convent? And she said, I came because I want to be a saint. And he said, then sister, let me ask you, why don't you love that sister? And she said, Father, God Almighty's having a hard time loving that sister. And he said, I asked you, why don't you love her? He says, if you want to be a saint, you should expect somebody hard to live with. You should expect that kind of suffering and make every effort to love her in the midst of it. The presence of that sister would call her to a greater perfection. It would purify her at the deepest levels of her being. She would not become a saint without her. My brothers and sisters, what is so important to remember in this process of purification, when our Lord prunes us, it is what he goes on to say, remain in me. I am the vine, you are the branches. And the branches without the vine don't have the strength. They don't have the sustenance to accomplish all that they are called to. He goes so far to say as, without me, you can do nothing. And I want to close with a story where this came home to me very powerfully in this last week. A few nights ago, I was getting ready for bed. I was sitting in my bed reading a book. It was maybe close to 10:30 at night. And the phone rings in my bedroom. And normally in a rectory, the phone does not ring between 10 p.m. and 5 a.m. unless it's an emergency. And I made a promise to our Lord very early on in my priesthood that I would always take those calls. No matter how sick I felt, no matter how tired I was, that I would get out of bed and answer the phone. And so I go and I pick up the phone and I say, hello, Father Leatherby. And this young man on the other end of the line says, Father, I've tried every Catholic church I could think of. He said, Father, I don't even know what parish are you at? And I said, I'm at Presentation. He says, Father, where's that located? And I told him, and he said, I'm so thankful you called. He said, Father, is there any way that I can come to confession? And I hesitated. Right? I'm thinking, I don't even know who this is. Right? What, you know? It's a little scary sometimes taking these middle-of-the-night phone calls. And he must have understood my hesitation to be concerned. And he said, Father, I am a recovering heroin addict. If I don't get to confession tonight, if I can't receive Holy Communion, I'm going to fall. He said, Father, please, you're the only priest who picked up the phone. Will you please let me come? And so I said, of course. And he arrived about 15 minutes later, and we sat out in front of the community center, which is not yet open. I was a little worried to come into the church. Actually, as I was sitting there waiting for him, I was thinking, this might be the last night of my life, right? But I was thinking, you know, it would be a noble thing to die trying to hear someone's confession, right? Hopefully that would get heaven for me. And the guy comes, and he makes his confession. And after confession, we come into the church, and he receives Holy Communion. And he takes a few moments of prayer, and as he's on his way out, he shakes my hand, and he says, Father, thank you so much. He says, without the sacraments, I would be totally lost. He says, Father, without Jesus, I am nothing. My brothers and sisters, if anyone is going to become holy, at a certain point along the way, we must realize that truth. Without our Lord, we are nothing. Because only when we realize that truth will we fully surrender ourselves to Him and ask Him to accomplish everything in us.